everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And have we got a show for you, dear listener? Later, we'll be previewing some of this weekend's huge matches, and there's a few in the NPL Premier Division, as we'll be joined by North East football journalist Mr. Mark Carruthers. That's right, he's back, everyone, after just 1 week. And he'll be joining us later for that fixture preview. We're also going to be joined this week by Matt Clifford, manager of Basford United and one of the joint managers at Whitby Town, Lee Bullock. We've also got some post-match reactions as well from last week's results across the NPL Premier Division. James, let's get into it. Some big results from the past 7 days or so. Firstly, shall we talk about the league leaders, Matlock Town? Matlock Town with an important victory over Bamber Bridge. We teed up last week. It was first against second at the time. Matlock Town with a 2-1 victory there to open up a bit of a gap up at the top of the division. South Shields subsequently have closed that gap, but a good Saturday for Matlock Town and Paul Phillips.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, Matlock Town have got a crucial month coming up, and that's the one of the first stepping stones they needed to make sure they cement themselves. Good solid 3 points there. Bamber Bridge, I think he said last week as well, they really put themselves into position to go for the title themselves. But yeah, Matlock Town, we're starting to get into a proper little two-horse race from after the last couple of weeks we've been saying.
Yeah, there's definitely a gap opened up, isn't there? Matlock Town, incidentally, after the last six games, are the most informed team in the league. South Shields, incidentally, the third most informed team. But before we talk about South Shields, let's have more about that victory on Saturday for Matlock Town at Causeway Lane. And after the match, Matlock Town TV's Matthew Rhodes called with the manager at the Gladiators. Here's Paul Phillips.
Philo. A breathless victory, 2-1 today over Bamber Bridge in the NPL Premier Division. Just first of all, your assessment of the team's performance today?
I thought it was good in most parts. I think it was wasteful in front of goal. I think the game could have been over first 15-20 minutes. We've had three glaring chances, got behind them numerous times. They've changed the system and then they've given us a few problems. Listen, they're a good team. Miller's a good manager. I always said that they're not where they are for no reason. We knew it was going to be a tough game today. My biggest disappointment is that we've not scored more of the chances we created, because it was quite clean-cut chances that we should have sort of took the game away. And then for me, it's a win, another way towards where we want to be. And I'm proud of the lads today. I think they've shown Quartz has gone down early doors. We were not carried on. Sort of sums the lads up.
And just because obviously I know they're all obviously very big games, but the fact that it was first against second today, just how important and significant is the fact that you picked up the 3 points today ahead of South Shields next weekend?
Every game. Listen, every game someone puts on Twitter, this game being must win for me. If they know our dressing room, they know the players and the mentality in that dressing room, they'll know that every game we go into is a must win. If we lose, then we're asking ourselves questions, and that's just the lads in that changing room. But obviously, it's a bit more important with being Banbridge second. But we've done our job. We've done our job. I thought we deserved to win. I thought we created a hell of a lot of chances. I thought we defended really well. And all in all, it was a really good performance.
And just finally then, the next game for Matlock, a very tough away trip to South Shields. It'll be Kevin Phillips' second game in charge at home anyway. Obviously, that's going to be one of the toughest away trips of the season, surely.
Yeah, of course. Every time with the full-time team, they pay a lot of money. Got a good manager who's achieved a lot at the highest level. They've not been up there for the last three seasons for nothing, and to be fair. But as I said before, I think we did ourselves a bit of disservice when we played them here. We didn't really get going till the 60th-minute mark, given too much respect. And then for the last 30 minutes, we really banged on the door and we just couldn't get that goal. Change of leadership with Kevin Phillips coming in. But I think they're the same team, same principle, same philosophy. They'll try and play good football. And we've got to go up there and get on the front foot. It's a waste of time coming up there and trying to defend for 90 minutes. We're going to give them as problems as they'll give us. So I hope we go up there and give a good account of ourselves. But again, it's a massive game for the club and it just shows how far we've come.
Matthew Rhodes there speaking with Matlock Town's manager Paul Phillips after that 2-1 victory over Bamber Bridge on Saturday afternoon. Let's go to South Shields now, James. And they had a really important week, haven't they? The pressure was on. It was an horrendous game to start with, away at Warrington Town. A 2-1 win for South Shields. And then midweek, another tricky game, Witton Albion coming to Mariners Park and South Shields winning by 3-1. That's a good start.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of people are going to be interested to see what would happen there with Kevin Phillips coming in. But yeah, two wins out of two, you can't grumble. Obviously, the Warrington Town win was the the bigger of the two games that you had to get a result out, especially with Warrington Town being just on the cusp of the playoffs. Two massive results there, and it's put them set in stone ready for with a huge game this weekend. So this could be an interesting game.
It's going to be a very, very interesting game. Matlock Town, 3 points clear, up at the top. South Shields do have a game in hand. And as James rightly says, South Shields taking on Matlock Town this weekend. And we'll have more on that game from Mark Carruthers later. But let's have some post-match reaction from that midweek victory for South Shields over Witton Albion. Here's Kevin Phillips speaking shortly after the final whistle to South Shields' YouTube channel.
Kevin, your first home game tonight, another victory as well. You must be really pleased with that one.
Yeah, I'm of course pleased with the victory. Again, it wasn't a vintage performance, but it was one that, you know, I have to give credit to Witton. They've come here, they've played, and they've caused us some problems. I was disappointed probably a little bit with the first 20-25 minutes because I said to him I wanted to start the game really quick. I just thought it took us about 20-25 minutes to get going tonight. You know, maybe that's a little bit of a hangover from, you know, the exertions and the work rate they put in at the weekend. But as the game grew, I thought we grew into it. We played some, you know, started to play some really good stuff. The shape of the team looked better. And we started to command the game. So, you know, credit to the players because it's been a tough 10 days. And for them to win back-to-back games, and that's their fourth victory now on the bounce, is credit to them.
You mentioned that the performance seemed to get better the longer and longer the game went on. Did you think that the team's fitness sort of came through as well?
Yeah, and I think, you know, as I say, it was a tough game at the weekend. And I think just them coming off the back of the week that they had, you know, the emotions, etc., with, you know, with obviously myself coming in, the travelling at the weekend. And then, you know, to start the game tonight in, you know, in what everyone was talking about, my first home game, there might have been a bumper crowd, etc., you know, the biggest crowd of the season so far. So it took us a while to get going, but once we got, you know, probably 20-25 minutes into the game, I think they got that lactic acid out of their legs, you know, and they looked stronger as the game went on, which is a pleasing part.
You mentioned that support, biggest crowd of the season here. What did you make of it?
Yeah, great. It's, you know, from my point of view, having been away for so long, to come back and hear crowds singing, and, you know, they got behind the team, and we're going to need them again on Saturday because we've got a tough, tough match. But, yeah, delighted all round. I think, yes, we can be better. We know that. We'll have to be better on Saturday. But four games on the bounce, you know, they're going to try and make it five.
Overall, from your first two games, you must be pretty pleased where you're at the moment.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, it's always nice. Certainly when it's your first managerial job, there's always going to be the doubters out there. You know, people question, I don't know the league. As I've said to you before, you know, it's still got two goals. We still play with a white ball. I played in non-league, so I know it. So nothing's really surprised me. It's been enjoyable. But it's always nice to prove people wrong and shut people up. Hopefully the attention goes away from me now, it goes on to the players, and we can crack on now and look forward to the game Saturday.
Looking ahead to Saturday, of course, one game isn't going to define the season, but it is a massive game all the same, isn't it?
It is, and I think just, you know, from the players' point of view, you know, of course, if we were to get a result, you know, to win five games on the bounce in any league is a great achievement. And certainly in this league as well, where there's so many potential banana skins, and it shows a lot about the character of the side. You know, they want to do well. You know, everything I've asked them so far, they've done and more. So, yeah, it's a big game, but, you know, like you say, it's not a defining game of the season. You know, I think the biggest thing, if we do happen to have a setback, is how we bounce back. And I thought tonight, when we went 1-1, I thought the response was very, very good. We, you know, we're all going to get setbacks. How do you react? And I thought they reacted really well.
And a big thank you to South Shields' YouTube channel for that clip there. That was Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields, speaking following that 3-1 victory over Witton Albion on Tuesday. And a link to South Shields' YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. We will be having a fixture preview for South Shields against Matlock Town this weekend later in the show, as we'll be rejoined by Mark Carruthers, non-league journalist and football journalist from the northeast of England. Now, back to the results from last week. So, Matlock Town leading the way. South Shields just 3 points back. There's a bit of a gap now to Bamber Bridge in third, but then we've got Scarborough. Scarborough beating Grantham Town on Saturday by 2-0. And that sees Scarborough into fourth position. amazing stuff from the North Yorkshire side, James, and a good result there, getting the job done in a professional manner against a very tricky opponent.
Yeah, and this is what I said before, this is the one side that's broke the mould in the last couple of weeks. Scarborough have absolutely committed themselves and broke into that top six to make a top seven playoff fight at this moment in time. I can really see them pushing potentially, not a title charge, but maybe home advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're on the march, aren't they? Well, let's have some post-match reaction for that win for Scarborough on Saturday afternoon. Here's Jonathan Green, manager of Scarborough, speaking with Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel after that 2-0 win over Grantham Town.
First of all, well done. So we've got 4 clean sheets in 5 games.
Yeah, really pleased. I think today wasn't a classic game. But, you know, it's always difficult when you play against a team who's bottom of the league, fighting for their lives. I think we had a tough game down there, so we knew what we were going to expect. You know, physical team, quite direct, some big lads. I didn't think we probably started the game too well. The first 10, 15 minutes, we've been starting games better. But we grew into the game, but I think us getting the two early goals really helped us, because sometimes when you play teams like that who are near the bottom, and if they get that first goal, sometimes, you know, they get everyone behind the ball and it makes it difficult, whereas, you know, we got the early goal, which really helped. And I think we were in total control of the whole game, really. I thought, you know, without playing really well, like we have probably done in the last 8 games, we did a job, a good professional job, and, you know, we got the 3 points, which was the main thing.
Yeah, so after today, we are now 4th in the table. We are travelling to Witten on Saturday. I know you've got a couple of training sessions. Is there anything that you're going to be working on and telling the boys in that time?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, we've been very, very good the last 9 games. You know, probably the last 8 games have been very, very good, whereas today we've been okay and, you know, we've got the job done. But it'll just be the same messages. We need to be careful because we've got a lot of players who are carrying knocks. So, yeah, we'll be training Tuesday, we're training Thursday. Probably Tuesday will be a light session, and then little bit of shape on Thursday, getting ready for another tough game on Saturday against a team who are near the bottom, probably quite similar to Grantham as well. So, you know, we need to be at it. We know it's going to be a difficult game, but, you know, if we're organised and disciplined like we were today, then, you know, we'll have a good shout next week.
And a big thank you to Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel there for that piece of audio. That was Jonathan Greening, manager of Scarborough, following his side's 2-0 win over Grantham Town last Saturday. And a link to Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel is available in the description to this show. Let's talk about just the fringes of the playoffs now and that final playoff spot, because it is this weekend. We could see a couple of sides actually drop out of the playoff places to be replaced by 2 other sides. That was unimaginable for our monthly show last month, because we were just talking about the theory of teams closing the gap, and Scarborough really thrown the cat amongst the pigeons, haven't they? So Buxton beaten by Morpeth Town. Morpeth now 9 points from the playoffs and serious contenders, James. Serious contenders.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Buxton's form continuing there. They've not won since the FA Cup game. But yeah, with Morpeth Town, I mean, obviously they had a little bit of a bump on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I should say, I forgot to mention Tuesday night, a 1-0 draw with Stalybridge Celtic, which actually is still keeping the unbeaten run going, isn't it? And the form going. So I saw Stalybridge on Saturday. They're a good side. I don't necessarily think a 1-0 draw is that bad a result midweek, especially given what Morpeth have got on the plate at the moment. And we are going to be hearing for Craig Lynch on next week's show, incidentally, ahead of that FA Trophy match, we should say.
And obviously, the draw is bumping the road for him, but still got time to recover and maybe for a late playoff run. But the more they can keep this run going, the more it's likely it's going to be.
Now, let's talk about the team just outside the playoffs. Also on 46 points, like Buxton, is Whitby Town. Whitby have had a very good week. It was looking like they were on the slide, wasn't it? And, you know, 1 week later, they're back in the playoff race. Whitby Town were trailing to Hyde United up until we're about 4 minutes left or thereabouts. They get a penalty, making it 1-1 at Hyde United, and then Brad Fuster turns up in added time and wins the game for Whitby. Whitby then take that form into the midweek game at FC United in a bizarre game of football, a brilliant advert for non-league football, brilliant atmosphere, and 2 sides really going for it, and Whitby were victorious in the end by 4-3. But to be honest with you, at half-time, I thought it was going to be 5-5. And it nearly was. So let's talk about Whitby, James. They are back involved, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know Berkey wasn't exactly happy with how high he'd lost the game, but if you look at Whitby Town, the winner for Whitby Town in that match there, fantastic team goal. And again, some of the, I think Neil Reynolds has said the same, just again, a bonkers game. Could have gone either way for the match, and if it was 5-0, would have been a justifiable result, again, from what everyone's saying. Jacob Hazel's top of the goal scorers list at the moment, so a chance there for them to spark a bit back into life.
Well, let's hear from one of the managers now at Whitby Town, and it's a big welcome back to the show now to Lee Bullock. Well, Lee, a big thank you for joining us, and well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, I'd imagine, the two games you've been involved with, but 6 points, so it's been a pretty good week for Whitby.
Yeah, we've had a great week. 6 points, 2 wins, both away from home, on the back of what's been a slow start of the year for us. Obviously, we lost at Morpeth, and then we lost two home games in quick succession at home. So there was pressure on us to go hide and win. We nicked it in the last few minutes, which reignited belief, I think, in the lads. That got them back to what they were early in the season, and that told massive on Tuesday night. It was probably our best attacking performance for a long time.
I mean, I'll come back to the Tuesday game in a second, because it was very impressive, the actual way you got off the team bus and just hit the ground running. That was the most impressive thing I thought about Tuesday. But just going back to Saturday, how important do you reckon those last 5 minutes are at Ewan Fields for what happens next at Whitby? Because stuff like that happens, it's transformative, isn't it, really, for the dressing room?
Yeah, we were a little bit low in confidence going into it in the dressing room. First half, we were low. Sent them at half time. How many of you have run past an opposition player? How many's run beyond? How many lads have beat an opposition player? No one put the hand up. Reverse the question. How many of you have had it done to you by a high player? And nearly all the team did. So second half, it was get out there and get past people. Let's get on the front foot. And I thought second half at Hyde, we were good. And then eventually, a couple of changes, a bit of momentum, and we looked more like the Whitby we know, and then you can just sense in the dressing room after the elation from the win, the relief, the getting back to feeling that it was massive, really. And it could be a long way to go on a lot of good teams, but it could be a turning point if we are realistic about staying up there.
Now let's talk about Tuesday then, and one of the all-time great games this season, I'm going to suggest, without witnessing any of the others in great detail, but I'm sure it's up there. I mean, the most impressive thing, as I just touched upon there, is the fact you come down to Manchester on a midweek. You know, some of the players had probably been at work, and you'd be forgiven for having a bit of a sluggish first half, but it was the complete opposite. You came straight out of the traps. Was all that part of the game plan?
Yeah, we knew with the way Malik Dyke Steele finished the game on Saturday at Hyde, obviously Harry Green coming back in from Middlesbrough, there two lads that they're not interested in sitting back and keeping shape. They are exciting front foot players. Mix them with Hazel and Fuster, we might as well go and attack. It was basically, the talk was, let's make a statement here, let's show Whitby are back in amongst it. They went out and done it. It was, like you said, it was a great game. FC were a real good team. They tested us to the limit as well, and it was just two good footballing teams going at it for 90 minutes.
No, it was a great advert for the league. I know that's often gets said, but it really was on Tuesday. So after this past week, now you're back tied with the team in fifth position, as you've been pretty much for the last few months or so now, fifth or sixth or thereabouts, but only 2 points from third spot. That's how crazy the league is at the moment. So what's your thoughts on what happens next, given as well how important this weekend's match is against Warrington?
Yeah, well, I said to them at Hyde, it's from experience, it's always easier to go and hunt teams down. It's more difficult when you're up there and people are after you. It's only the top teams that have the mentality to kill it and go. We were up there and we've dropped. Now we're hunting again, and it is slightly easier. So it's a test now. It seems to be challenges every week. This one is, can we get our home form back against a really powerful, strong Warrington team? We've been done 3-0 and 2-0 at home in the last two league games. We can't afford to do that again, because there's relentless teams up there who are taking points every week on good runs. There's teams underneath us coming through. We've got to sort our home form out now and put the two together.
And it is a cliche about there not being, you know, an easy game in this league, but it's true because, you know, you've got Warrington, you've got Stafford, you've got the derby with Scarborough coming up, haven't you, in February. There's no point looking at league table, is there? Given, I know I just asked you about the, you know, you could go up to third this weekend, but there is no point even asking about league tables at this stage, is it? Because it is so up in the air. You have to concentrate on yourselves, I suppose.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just next game. I know it's, like you say, cliche, but it's all I've done all season. I rarely look at it. All I worry about is you win Tuesday night. Your first thought is, I hope we don't get beat Saturday. We need a result Saturday. And there's that many teams up there. This next little series of games, as a player, supporter, manager, whatever, it's, what a spell of teams. It's better than being in a relegation scrap, that's for sure. It's better than being sat in mid-table with nothing to play for. It's let's get out there and do it. It's exciting, but there's a little bit of pressure because we need to get a win at home to stay up there.
Well, Lee Bullock, joint manager at Whitbit, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursday to come on the show. It's certainly been a brilliant week. A happy new year to you, Nathan, and all the best for the coming games as well.
Thank you very much.
Whitby have moved into sixth position after this week's results. Warrington have dropped down to seventh. They are only 2 points from the playoffs and they do have a game in hand over Whitby and two games in hand over Scarborough. They were beaten, obviously, last week by South Shields by 2-1. I don't think you can read too much into that, in all fairness. It could have gone either way on paper and it did. It went South Shields way. Stafford Rangers up to eighth, James. And this is a big move, isn't it? Firstly, on Saturday, Atherton Coles 1, Stafford Rangers 1. It's not too much separating those two teams heading into that game. And certainly there wasn't that much separating them at 5 o'clock last Saturday. Midweek, Stafford Rangers with a vitally important win away at Radcliffe. That result sees Stafford Rangers now 6 points from the playoff, James. And that is nothing at this stage of the season. 4 points this week with two trickier ways. I'm pretty sure Matt Hill will be pleased with that.
Well, I mean, obviously, they're 6 unbeaten now at the moment. We're coming back into it and starting to see that form again. Maybe like contenders for a playoff push.
Well, let's have some post-match reaction from that win at Radcliffe on Tuesday night for Stafford Rangers. Here's Matt Hill, manager of Stafford Rangers, speaking shortly after the final whistle to Stafford Rangers' YouTube channel.
Hey, Matty, 1-0 win, a great win tonight at Radcliffe, but it was hard fought, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think 9 times out of 10, every game is hard fought. You know, I'm really, really pleased for them because I thought at first half, I thought we really played some good football. I thought we showed good control on the, you know, in their half. I thought that we were looking, you know, the likely team to score a goal. And we did take a very well taken goal from Tonksy, which was, you know, great timing in the box and, you know, taking it really well. And then we had to show another side to ourselves in terms of the ugly side second half, in terms of putting your body on the line, trying to squeeze, trying to clear, trying to block. You know, I'm over the moon for the lads. They've put their absolute heart and soul into the game. Bodies on the line, as you say. And they've earned a well-deserved 3 points.
And now we're 9 games unbeaten on the road and another one coming up on Saturday at Gainsborough.
Yeah, it's pleasing. I think, you know, we're a good team. We're hard to beat. Like you say, long may that run continue.
Matt Hill there, speaking with Stafford Rangers YouTube channel following that 1-0 victory over Radcliffe on Tuesday night. And a link to Stafford Rangers YouTube channel is available in the description to this show. Also, 6 points from the players. We've got FC United, mixed bag this week. On Saturday, victorious over Stalybridge Celtic to stretch their unbeaten run to 7 games, a 2-1 victory at Broadhurst Park. Then, as we mentioned, the midweek game, FC United and Manchester 3, Whitby Town 4. It'll be interesting to see how FC United perform this weekend away at Grantham. Morpeth Town in 10th, 9 points from the playoffs with games in hand over all the teams above them. So, yeah, just there, aren't they, on the shoulder of everyone. Atherton Coles, they're in 11th after that draw on Saturday. They didn't play midweek. Basford United, they played on Saturday. They beat Nantwich Town by 1-0. And that's after I surmised, you know, they've changed the manager, changed a couple of players and that side of things, obviously. And I surmised. Are they a team in transition now, waiting for next season to happen? And, well, they've kind of, with that 1-0 win over Nantwich Town on Saturday, James, they've put themselves within 10 points of the playoffs now. They've played a couple of games more than everyone else, but it's not beyond all realms of possibility, is it?
Yeah, I mean, with based on Nantwich game, that was a match where both needed a result realistically. Baseford coming away with a good goal to win the game. Be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks, and then just to see that again. Is it too late for them to have a playoff rush? Not just yet, but they're going to need to do a bit of work, especially after the last few weeks.
Well, a good victory for Baseford United on Saturday afternoon against Nantwich Town. 1-0 the final score. Let's hear more now from Baseford United. And on Friday, it's a big welcome to the show now to the manager at Baseford United. Here's Mark Clifford. Well, Mark, a big welcome to the show. Before we get to results on the pitch and, you know, the games that are coming up for Baseford, just a general catch-up, really. I mean, how are you settling in to your new role as manager at the club?
Yeah, really good. I mean, I did have a few weeks in there with Chets before I took over as manager, so I did kind of get almost a try before you buy scenario. Not that that was ever the case in the original outset, but yeah, I did get a chance to have a look in. Unlike some managers going into a job and they don't know a lot about what's going on with the players, I had kind of the foresight to know what potentially some of the challenges were going to be.
A good win last Saturday against Nantwich Town. I mean, just walk us through the importance of that result and what that means for the dressing room, that result from last Saturday.
Yeah, I think it was massively important. You know, we went, my first game was away at Scarborough and it was 3-0, although, you know, I thought it was a bit harsh, if I'm honest. I thought we made a real good account of ourselves on that day and had chances gone our way earlier on. It's a different game. Coming out of the game, I was quite optimistic, happy with how we kind of went about our business, considering I'd only had one session to prepare the lads. A couple of sessions later in another game, you know, we then go to Gainsborough and not quite get where we want to be. Chances missed again and a lack of concentration cost us. But then another few sessions, a bit more ideas into the lads, a bit more fitness into the boys' legs. And I think we got exactly what we deserved against Nantwich, which was a 1-0, which could have easily been 2 or 3 comfortably. And you know, I thought that gave the lads a huge amount of to build on and some confidence and a few smiles which were needed.
So as the results have fallen on Saturday plus midweek, that puts Baseford United 10 points from the playoffs. And I'll let you into a little secret, Mark. Last week on the show, I surmised, you know, there's been a change of management at Baseford. There's been a couple of comings and goings with regards to player personnel. So I said, probably Baseford are treading water now, waiting to see what happens, and then bouncing into next season with a bit of a spring in the step. But you're 10 points from the playoffs now after that win, and you've got more proof this weekend. So where do you see things?
Again, coming in at this stage, you know, we've got to take one game at a time. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but, you know, we've still got to get the boys playing the way we want to get them playing. We've got a clear identity that I want us to kind of adopt and they're working towards that. And, you know, if we pick up some points against Morpeth, that would be great. And it just chips away at what is ultimately an opportunity for us to just climb the table and get as many points on the board between now and the end of the season. And if that takes us into the playoffs, then great. If it don't, then, you know, we're working really hard behind the scenes to kind of build what we think will be a squad that will go and attack the league aggressively next season.
And what is that vision for the squad as well? Because Baseford have obviously had a brilliant youth setup in recent years. So I'm imagining it's building upon that, if I could put words into your mouth.
Yeah, it's look, we're never going to look beyond that. And, you know, I work within the young people sector as well. So I always want to see young people given a chance and an opportunity. But we have to get the balance right. And I think we've got some great players at the club. You know, like you've just said, there's one or two have moved on and one or two more will probably move on before the end of the season. And we need to make sure that we replace them with almost better candidates. That can support them younger players coming through, because you've got to get the balance right. You can't have a team full of youngsters at this level. It just doesn't bode well and it doesn't help the young people. And we need to make sure that the balance is right to help, you know, when times come tough, because it's a tough level of football and it's important that everyone's able to pull each other through.
And speaking of how tough it is, just to talk about the Morpeth game this weekend,
thankfully it's at home for you, because more their places are a different kettle of fish, isn't it? But they're on such a good run, regardless of if they're home or away. It's a tough game this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to tell me where it is. They sent us up there on a Tuesday night, so you can imagine one of my first games. You can imagine my delight when I saw that. But, you know, yeah, it was a trek, and, you know, we didn't quite get what we deserved. But Morpeth are a great side. I thought at the time, I thought, wow, what a team these are, by the way. And they were in a very false position at the time, and I think they're now climbing the league, and I think they'll finish at in the top ends of the league for sure. But again, go back to us. We're a good side too. And, you know, we're going to be going there full of confidence, and we're going to be giving everything that we can to take all 3 points tomorrow. So, you know, I think we're in a false position, and hopefully we can start to kick on as well.
Well, Mark Clifford, manager of Basford United, a big thank you for taking the time out your Friday afternoon to come on the show. Really appreciate it, and all the best this weekend and for the coming games as well.
Top man, Ben. Take care. Thanks.
Mark Clifford there, joining us on the Pitching In NPL show. We mentioned that win for Basford over Nantwich, and it kind of makes it a bit tricky for Nantwich now. They're tied on 23 points with Witton Albion. Witton Albion in 21st in that final relegation spot. I mean, it was a huge game this last week. Micklover against Witton Albion. Micklover winning by 2-1. Callum Niven scoring with 2 minutes left for Micklover. That is huge, James. And you don't want to see a defeat like that in that manner. But Micklover, that's going to give them such a big spring in the step. They're now 7 points from the relegation zone after this week's results. They followed that up on Tuesday by beating Nantwich by 2-0 on the road. Two seismic results for the Derbyshire side. And they're almost there, aren't they, after that?
Don't forget as well, this point last week, they had 5 games against them with the likes of Nantwich, Witton Albion. That's why I said with Micklover have come in and they've pretty much rescued their season, in my opinion, there straight away.
They're on 30 points, and John McGrath would say it's not job done yet, but 7 points from the relegation places. But we have to remember there are teams beneath them with games in hand. Nantwich Town have 3 games in hand. Witton Albion have 4 games in hand. Ashton United, they have 5 games in hand. And speaking of Ashton United, good win for them at the weekend, beating Lancaster City by 1-0. And that sees Ashton United 4 points above the relegation zone now with games in hand. Weird one for Ashton, isn't it? Because You do get the impression that they just need to play those games, really, and we know a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, as we say every week, Clegg would rather have the points on the board than the games in hand.
Well, let's have some post-match reaction from Hurst Cross on Saturday. After that victory over Lancaster City, here's the manager at Ashton United, Michael Clegg, speaking with Ashton United TV on YouTube.
Ashton United TV joined by manager Michael Clegg after the 1-0 victory against Lancaster City. Michael, your thoughts on that game?
It's a Northern Premier League game at this time of year. Very scrappy, very little football played. They were nothing in it, really. We thought a set piece might decide it, and it did. You know, they're aggrieved with the goal, which they're saying obviously is onside on half time, and we had a well worked corner which we'd worked on. So for us, it's just 3 points and move on. It wasn't the best afternoon, but we've played better than that a lot of times this season and lost. So with football, it's all about the points, so we're happy with that.
Michael Brewster making his 50th Robins appearance. You appointed him captain. It's just a great day for Michael.
Yeah, I feel like I've had him for 5,000 appearances, to be honest. No, listen, Brewster's he's our leader. He's a great lad. The way he lives his life off the pitch, his attitude off the, like, around the place, he just leads by example in so many things he does, and obviously I've watched him grow in the last few years now, and he's a great lad, and I won't have anyone else as my captain.
Obviously, now going on Nantwich on Saturday, the last midweek off until I think the end of the season, yeah. What are we expecting down in Nantwich?
Tough, it'll be tough. I mean, when they come here, I think we beat them 2-1 and they were not much in it. Matt, there ain't much in all of the sides at this level. I mean, barring your Whitby and your Buxton away, there's been a goal in every game we've played, which shows us we're not a million miles away as well. So, listen, we'll be going Nantwich next week and we're giving them a tough game. Win, lose or draw, they won't be having it easy, and we won't be having it easy off them. You know, they've got some top players. I'm really surprised prize with their position, but they're there for a reason and we're there for a reason, so we'll be going there and we'll be trying to do everything we can to get 3 points.
And a big thank you to Ashton United TV there. That was Michael Clegg, Ashton United manager, following that 1-0 victory for Ashton United last week over Lancaster City. And finally, one last result to talk about, and it involves Radcliffe. A 2-0 win for Radcliffe over Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday sees Radcliffe up to 35 points in the league table. Gainsborough Trinity staying on 30 points. There's not much else to add really with that, is there? I mean, it just sees Radcliffe after Lancaster drop points. It sees them both on 35, 11 points from the playoffs. You can't rule anything out at this stage. Just before we go, we do have to mention there's a big game in the Midlands division this weekend as Ilkeston take on Hales Owen. It's first taking on second. We are going to have a Step 4 show next week as well as the return of the monthly show. But James, just before we go, big weekend to come. We should say we're recording this show on Wednesday, predominantly this week. So social media channels, how can people follow the Northern Premier League on Saturday?
Yeah, so on Twitter, we've got the 100 goals and in the middle of editing as well. So keep your eye on there because it's quite a lot of good goals from the last weekend. I'm still coming through. Northern Premier League and all the others, official Northern Premier as well. So that's on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. And football web pages for everything that happens all the games as well.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time for a good old-fashioned fixture preview. And joining me, it's a welcome back to the show now from North East football reporter. It's Mr. Mark Carruthers, everyone. Hello, Mark. How are you?
2 weeks in a row. I am.
I know. I'm sorry. a big thank you for coming back on the show so quickly. Last week, obviously, we had you on to talk about the managerial change at South Shields. Seems an appropriate place to start, actually, with South Shields again. What a game this weekend. It's a huge game. South Shields hosting Matlock Town. Firstly, before we get to the specifics of this game, you saw South Shields on Tuesday night. It's been a good start, hasn't it? 2 wins from 2 now for Kevin Phillips.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you'd offered him 4 points from 6 out of those 2 games, he would have taken that. So to get 6 is a real plus. I was really impressed with them last night. That's not to say I wasn't with Witten, by the way. I'm sure we'll talk about them in a second. But for me, South Shields, I don't think there was a lot changed from Graham Fenton. I would say they maybe moved the ball a little bit quicker, got forward a little bit quicker. And it just looked to me as if particularly the front three looked a bit more incisive. They were getting in behind well. I really was delighted to see Sam Hodgson picked at number 9. He's a young striker. He's only 20-year-old, but he's kind of in the mould of Kevin Phillips, the player. He's very similar build, very similar stature. His movement's very similar. He scored 2 goals that we've all seen Kevin score a number of times in the Premier League and the Championship. So it was great to see Sam get a chance and to repay the faith shown to him by the new manager with 2 goals. So there's a big call to make on Saturday, whether to retain faith with a young striker who scored 2 goals, or do you go for someone more experienced in, as you say, what is a big game.
What happens if Matlock win this game? If I can pick your brain about permutations and all that. We are still in January, but they'd open up a 6-point gap. Whereas if South Shields win, it'd be all even again with South Shields having a game in hand. I mean, it's just such a huge game, this one.
I'm going to give you a really boring answer, and I apologise for that.
It's fine. Don't worry. Go for it.
If Matlock win, they go 6 points clear.
Good.
And that's it. Basically, there is still a quarter of the season left to play. There's still a lot of games and a lot of twists and turns between now and the end of the season. Obviously, if Matlock win, they are favourites to win the league. There's no doubt about that. But that game in hand for South Shields is crucial. But they've both got a lot of very tough fixtures. And I wrote a column for Morpeth's Match Day programme, and I wrote in there about people say there's no easy games in this league, and it is. It's a genuine comment. I mean, you know, teams quite regularly, even the ones that are struggling, quite regularly trouble the teams at the top of the league. And I saw that on Tuesday night with Witten Albion and the performance they put in for, I would say probably around 70 minutes of that game.
Well, you mentioned Morpeth there. Morpeth, they too were the victims of that. You know, there's no easy games in this league on Tuesday night. Stalybridge Celtic, 1-1 at Morpeth, which is a fantastic result for Stalybridge. And that takes me to the next game we need to talk about. Bamber Bridge hosting Stalybridge Celtic. Bamber Bridge, 2 points now above Whitby, just outside the playoffs. So, you know, we've gone from, you know, Bamber Bridge title contenders in a couple of weeks to this conversation I'm about to have with you here, Mark, where I'm going, well, it's a must-win game, isn't it? Because if results go a certain way this weekend, Bamber Bridge, remarkably, and it is remarkable, could find themselves outside the playoffs, which I don't even know how that's happened. So, I mean, it's a big game, this one, isn't it, at Irongate this weekend.
Would we say if results went that way, it would be into a two-horse race for the title? And that's the way I would look at this weekend. It's you know, that's a big gap that could potentially be opened up at the top of the table if results do go a certain way. But I think for Bamber Bridge, they've been given a big warning sign, haven't they, by Stalybridge's performance at Morpeth? Because I spoke to someone who was at the game last night and this morning, and they said Morpeth were good, you know, aside that look full of confidence, but Stalybridge troubled them. They got a point. And this is what I mean. I don't think it matters how well a team plays on a day. It just matters getting the result. And I think that's more important in this league than anywhere else. Because I look at Stalybridge, there's a lot of experience in that side. You know, they've done this all season where they may lose games against those in and around them, but they constantly trouble the teams above them in the table. So that's a big warning sign for Bamber Bridge for me. I think it's must win for Bamber Bridge, I will say that. I wouldn't quite rule them out of the title yet, but I think that could change if they slip up in the next couple of weeks.
Here's a question. Are Scarborough involved in the title race now? Or is that a ridiculous TalkSport-esque thing to say there, Mark? Because the nine points from the top of the league, and Matlock and South Shields taking on each other. So, you know, it could be down to six if South Shields get a victory at home to Matlock this weekend and Scarborough beat Witton Albion, which is nothing, is it, really? And, you know, Scarborough, they've clawed. I probably, without checking this fact, they were probably 9 points outside the playoffs about a month and a half ago. So, you know, where they are now, it is very, very possible. That being said, they're taking on Witton Albion this weekend, Scarborough, and Witton are now 4 points from 19th. It's looking like, we're talking about it being a two-horse race. At the moment, if things don't alter soon, it looks like it's going to be Witton, Nantwich and Grantham find out to avoid two relegation places. So Witton need to get some victories to start dragging in Ashton United and Hyde United again.
I think firstly, going back to your very first comment, I wouldn't compare yourself to certain radio stations, but
thanks.
That's a different matter altogether.
They've got better jingles. But anyway, carry on.
Well, just looking firstly at Scarborough, I mean, the games in hand are crucial when you look. Matlock and South Shields have got games in hand on them. So I would probably say at the moment the title would be a stretch. But when you look, they've only lost one in the last nine, which came against South Shields, ironically, and they had that draw against Matlock and the draw against Morpeth. So, you know, they've kind of held their own against teams who are in form at the moment. And Scarborough right up there in the form table. So they've got a bit of momentum. If that can continue, then they may well force themselves into that title battle. But at the moment, I think it is possibly just a stretch too far. Looking at Witton, based on what I saw on Tuesday night, I think they've got more than enough about them to get out of there. I was really impressed with the performance. As I say, for about 70 minutes of the game, it was just when, probably midway through the second half, when South Shields got their third, it just killed it off a bit for them. But they made a couple of additions recently. I know Jesse Dowling made his debut on Tuesday night and looked a real threat. Plenty of pace. Scored a great free kick as well. Well, I'm not sure the South Shields keeper wanted to see it back, but it was a good strike. But he troubled South Shields throughout that first half, that first hour. So I saw enough in Witton on Tuesday night, and I said this to, I had a good conversation with Andrew Simpson about this, that I saw enough in there to suggest that they can get out of it. They really troubled South Shields at times. If they can get something off Scarborough, I'm not so sure, but I think there's more than enough there to work with to try and escape the relegation zone.
I might as well segue straight to Nantwich then, because obviously the pair of them are tied down the bottom end of the table. I should say they're 6 points above Grantham Town at the moment with games in hand. Nantwich this weekend hosting Ashton United. This is a big game for Ashton United. Speaking of games in hand, they've got loads of games in hand, and a win this weekend for them would take them up to that 30-point mark. And I get the impression at this stage of the season, that's like the next step up the ladder, isn't it, 30 points? It's like, oh, we're nearly at the top of the stairs. We'll be all right when we get there. So it feels like an important game, this one, for Ashton United, but it is seismic for Nantwich because it's 4 points at the minute. Dave Cook doesn't want it to get to seven.
This is more about Nantwich having to win this to drag Ashton back in. Again, you know, everyone's pointing to the fact that Ashton do have games in hand, but it's kind of points on the board that matter, and the pressure that will go into those games in hand will be quite substantial if they get beat this weekend. I think this is one of the biggest games of the weekend. You know, everyone's talking about, naturally talking about the top of the table game, but I think this is just as big. I really do. When you look at the bottom of the table, you'd imagine Witten will and Grantham, for that matter, will have more than one eye on what's going on in this game. So it's going to be an interesting one. Ashton, I think you're right. If they get the win, it is little steps, isn't it? They'll get to 30 points. And then it's interesting to try and speculate what that sort of safety points will be this year.
Well, we've only two relegation spots. I mean, yeah. I'm guilty of saying this, and I know a few other people have said it, that, you know, the tradition is 40 points, isn't it? But it's probably not going to be 40 points with there only being two relegation spots.
Yeah, I don't think it'll go that high. I think looking at where it is now, it's interesting, again, trying to look at who is still in trouble. And there's a case to be made that anyone from possibly Gainsborough and Micklover downwards, I think Staley Bridge are probably just about getting out of it, although they're only a point ahead of Gainsborough and Micklover. So probably Ratcliffe upwards are safe. But, you know, obviously the likes of your Grantham, Witten and Nantwich are the ones that need something to happen quickly. I don't know what it is. I just fancy Nantwich to get a result on Saturday. They've obviously made a couple of signings to try and freshen things up. So that one, it just feels like a huge game, as big as what's going on at the top.
Should say Ashton's goal difference, because when you said Staleybridge there, it made me look, because Staleybridge are the last of the teams from the top half who were in single digits for goal difference, negative goal difference, but it's still single figures. And then I look down and Ashton are actually at zero. So their goal difference is better than Atherton Poles, for example. So, I mean, that's as good as a point. Oh, has anyone said that this season thus far? I think I'm the first to say that. Well done, me. But anyway, Ashton United there with a chance to go up to 30 points. Nantwich with an opportunity to drag Ashton United back into things. Hyde United, we had Jim Gannon on the show last week. They nearly did it, didn't they, against Whitby? But Whitby came back at them, and we'll come back to Whitby in a second, but they took that form and momentum into Tuesday night against FC as well. But Hyde United, so close. Can they repeat it, but cross the line with 3 points this weekend? They're hosting Buxton. What's your thoughts on this one? Buxton last week travelled to Morpeth. Everyone has to travel to Morpeth, and usually they don't come out of it too well. So what do we take from this game this weekend? It's a big one for Hyde. It's a big one for Buxton.
I think looking at Hyde, now I saw them before Christmas at South Shields when they went to South Shields and won, and they looked to have enough about them. You know, I was listening to sort of Jim on the touchline. There was enough guidance going on to think they've got the capability to pick up results anywhere, and that was proven that day. But then I look at what happened last weekend, and being 1-0 up against a very talented Whitby side, but then losing in the manner they did, you know, it was two goals in the last 5 minutes. That's got to have had some sort of psychological impact. So this game this weekend suddenly becomes even bigger, because you're looking for a reaction, and I'm sure Jim will be looking for a reaction from his players. If he gets it, they'll move on from last weekend. If not, it just adds to the pain of what happened against Whitby. Buxton's an interesting one. You mentioned about what happened last weekend at Morpeth. Now, and again, I know we'll come on to talk about Morpeth, but they are one of the former sides that's come from nowhere. It is a long journey up there. There's plenty of expectation on Buxton now. And it's interesting to see how that's being managed. You know, I always find, and I think I might have said this last time I was on, that when clubs got non-league clubs go out the FA Cup after having such an eye-catching run, there tends to be a little bit of a drop-off, and that's happened with a few clubs I've seen in the Northeast over the last few years. And maybe going from that high of what Buxton did in the competition to then going to the horrible cliche, but the bread and the butter of league action, it's a massive come down, as much as I hate saying that, but it is. So I wonder how they are dealing with that internally. Buxton certainly need a win in this one, because, again, it seems remarkable to think with results could go really against them this weekend, if they could end up out of the playoffs and looking, struggling to get back in.
Yeah, well, that takes me to Whitby against Warrington, because the two go head-to-head this weekend, and a win for either and Buxton, a Buxton defeat would see Buxton outside the playoffs, which again, we talked about that happening to Bamber Bridge. That would be incredible, really. It's so fluid, isn't it? And it's becomes, I think we talked about this, didn't we, about a month or so ago. Just is it possible for teams outside this top six to get themselves involved? And Scarborough have done it now. And it's made it all up for grabs. This game this weekend, Whitby against Warrington. What's your thoughts? Whitby suddenly have found form. An amazing result on Tuesday night and in a bizarre game of football, in all fairness. I've never seen anything like it this season. What's your thoughts on this one?
Do you know, I'm going to admit I was wrong here, because we looked at, I think it was the last time I did a fixture preview, and I was saying, for me, there are only certain clubs that are still in the playoff picture. But I think because of the way things have happened over the last month, I think it will be, the playoff picture has kind of changed a little bit. And, you know, Morpeth, again, I apologise for going back to them, but they're kind of still in the mix because of those games in hand. And results recently have kind of dragged in. You know, Stafford will be looking up, FC United will still be looking up. I think they will probably be looking at getting in there. So there's all of a sudden that playoff picture from looking reasonably clear cut before, or certainly just after Christmas, it's a little bit murky there now, and you just wonder what will go on. Now, Whitby Warrington, I look at Whitby, the week they've had, the manner of the two wins they've had, they must be on a high going into that game. It's another huge game. I mean, what a weekend this is. Warrington, I spoke to Kevin Phillips again. He mentioned how impressed he was with Warrington. We know what they possess in that squad. So this one should be an absolute cracker. I think it wouldn't surprise me if Whitby edged it just because of the week they've had. And like I say, they'll go in on a high. They'll be full of confidence. So I wouldn't be overly shocked if Whitby were to nick that one.
Now, just behind, I say just, it's 4 points, but that is nothing, as we've already discussed. Stafford Rangers, 4 points behind Warrington. Stafford have had a good week, a very good draw against Atherton Colls. Then they travelled to Radcliffe on Tuesday night and beat them. Stafford Rangers this weekend, travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. And it's pretty much what we say when anyone travels to Morpeth. If you do well at North Home, you've done well in life generally, I think. So, Stafford, a point would be good here, wouldn't it? A win would be sensational.
A win would be an unbelievable result. I always say this league, though, any point away from home is a good point. And anything you get away from home, no matter where you're travelling, whether it's, you know, a team struggling bottom of the table or top, any point is a good result in this league. And I think that's been seen with Stafford this week. You know, you mentioned the Atherton, the draw, never an easy place to go, except when you've fallen behind. Got a good point there, and then went midweek and got that win at Radcliffe. So it's a lot of travelling, isn't it, that they're doing? But yeah, looking at Saturday, again, because of the way that the week they've had, because of that momentum, I said again, I wouldn't be overly shocked if they went to Gainsborough and got something. But having said that, with Gainsborough, we spoke about it earlier on, they are one of the sides that are kind of looking nervously over the shoulder. So their need for a win could be great, just to take away a little bit of that concern over the relegation battle. I'm going to be really boring sitting on the fence and say a draw here.
And that takes me then to FC United. They're travelling to Grantham Town this weekend. Give my own personal view, Tuesday night was exhausting. It was an exhausting game of football to watch, and FC United were unlucky. I did think it'd finish 4-4, and it nearly did at the end, which would have been incredible. But if Whitby ended up with the win, it's now a case of, can FC United bounce back? It was always going to be tough to maintain that unbeaten run, given how difficult this league is. Can they get back on the horse at Grantham this weekend?
I'd be interested to be in the dressing room at full time on Tuesday night to see what the reaction was like. I mean, I don't mind admitting, when I was sort of had one eye on the game when I was at South Shield, and it was remarkable. There was a lot of people talking about the game around me, and again, I don't think there's any shame in losing to Whitby. I think they've got a lot of very talented players that could go higher, but there's no doubt it's a blow for FC United, and one that they'll need to bounce back from as soon as possible. Is Grantham a good place to go for to do that? You know, the sat bottom of the league, confidence is obviously low.
They've already beaten FC this year.
I know, I was going to come on to that.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you brought it up. So, but again, does that just redouble FC's attempts to try and get a measure of revenge against them? I think FC United will win this. I think there's enough quality, enough experience, and enough leadership in that squad to get a result there. And then can they build on that if and when it happens?
Well, if Whitby beat Warrington, and FC win, then it'd be a point behind Warrington. If Warrington beat Whitby, then FC United would be back to within 3 points of Whitby and maybe even Buxton. So, I mean, it changes week to week. And I think we should just start doing fixture previews monthly, actually, the way it all changes. We kind of contradict ourselves, don't we, week in, week out. But anyway, let me go to Morpeth. And Morpeth this weekend, travelling to Basford United. And last week I asked Thomas Fina, I was like, well, Basford, they changed the manager, they've had a couple of players leave, they've had a couple of players come in. You'd be forgiven if you thought they were just treading water now till next season, you know, looking for a bit of a springboard, but it was going to be a transitional remainder of the year. And then they pull out that result against Nantwich. And I'm going to ask the question now. It's Basford at home against Morpeth. What happens if Basford win this game? Are they back in the playoff race?
I think because they have played more games than the majority of the sides above them, possibly not. They would need a lot to fall in their favour. But given the manner of the way the league's gone this year, who knows, basically. I mean, it's a really dull answer, but who knows. What I do know is that they are facing a Morpeth side that, yes, they're not winning every game at the minute, but they're not losing. They haven't lost a game, I think I'm right in saying, since they played York City in the FA Cup in October, which is ridiculous when you consider how they started the season. They haven't lost a league game since they lost against South Shields, and I'm sure that was October as well. So they're in unbelievable form. They're a different side now. I watched them against Boston, and they were very good in that FA Trophy tie. I think this one might be a draw, purely based on the fact that I'm not sure Morpeth will go down there and win, but I certainly don't think they'll go down there and lose. So I apologise to Craig Lynch in advance if they do get beat. But I think, yeah, Basford have also had a lot of changes. They lose this game, and I think that's it for the season. I think they are just then, to use what you said, treading water. They are just looking at what they can do for next year. But yeah, I think this one will be a draw.
And Atherton Coles aren't playing on Saturday. They do have a midweek game on Tuesday. It's an important game as they take on Ashton United. It's one of Ashton United's games in hand that they've got. So Ashton United could see themselves on 33 points come Tuesday at 10 o'clock, which would be more comfortable, I'm going to suggest. But then again, for Atherton Coles, 9 points from the playoffs, same number of points as Morpeth Town. So they're involved, and what a good point it was last week against Stafford Rangers. So, you know, it's all to play for, isn't it, as we keep saying. Lancaster, incidentally, taking on Grantham on Tuesday. At the minute, they're 11 points off the playoffs. They are playing Radcliffe on Saturday, incidentally. It is a home game. So again, they could have picked up 6 points by the time we have our monthly show next week. And, you know, that would see them on 41 points, wouldn't it? So
what I'm finding interesting at the minute is it's very hard to talk about games in isolation.
Yes.
So like, you know, when we talk about, just to take it back to the top of the table, because there's something I was looking at earlier on. So we talk about South Shields, Matlock's a massive game, and it 100%, you know, it's one of the biggest games of the season so far. But then I look at South Shields' next two games, they go away to Buxton, then away to Morpeth. So it's hard to talk about if they win on Saturday, then they're only 3 points, they go level in points with the leaders with a game in hand.
It's interesting. I've spoken to some managers and they talk about putting their fixtures in chunks and that's the best way to do it. And unfortunately, we can't do our fixture preview like that. We have to take each game, you know, we have to take each game as it comes, ironically. But anyway, Mark, big thank you for that fixture preview. Big disclaimer, everyone, by the way, we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. So please check outside your window on Saturday morning and check social media before setting off to your game. But Matt, where are you off to this weekend?
Oh, I don't know where to go. I'm not sure. There's not many big games on in the northeast, so I'll probably just sit in the house. So yeah, I'm going to South Shields Matlock on Saturday, which obviously, you know, it's going to be a huge game. I'd be shocked if there's not a crowd of over 3,000 there for that one, because I look at Newcastle aren't playing, Sunderland are away. You know, it's a huge game, and I know. By the way, I should have said this earlier, but credit to Matlock, who are putting on a good deal for their supporters to get them up here. So I dare say there'll be a good travelling contingent as well. I just think it's going to be a great occasion, and hopefully a game that will match it.
And Mark, how could people follow your work and various newspapers and that this weekend for reading match reports and things?
Yep, I'll be on Twitter at MarkRuthers_, also in the non-league paper, although I'm not doing a match report for them this weekend. But I will have things in there and online as well.
A big thank you to Mark Rovers for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for the Pitching In NPL show for this week. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.